Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah 37 today, verses 11 through 15. Jeremiah 37, verses 11 through 15. It says, "Now when the Chaldean army had withdrawn from Jerusalem at the approach of Pharaoh's army, Jeremiah set out from Jerusalem to go to the land of Benjamin to receive his portion there among the people. When he was at the Benjamin gate, a sentry there named Irjah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Hananiah, seized Jeremiah the prophet, saying, 'You are deserting to the Chaldeans.' And Jeremiah said, 'It's a lie. I am not deserting to the Chaldeans.' But Irjah would not listen to him and seized Jeremiah and brought him to the officials. And the officials were enraged at Jeremiah, and they beat him and imprisoned him in the house of Jonathan the secretary, for it had been made a prison." Folks, today's challenge is very, very simple, but a hard one to hear. Speaking the truth isn't easy or fun, especially in the world in which we live in, this world that's controlled by Satan, this world that's under his power and authority for a season, the world in which many go the wide path that leads to destruction and narrows the road that leads to eternal life, this world that killed the Messiah and will hate us as well. Speaking the truth in this world will never be easy or fun. See, Jeremiah had earlier prophesied about Shelemiah's dad's death. Here we see this guy Irjah is the son of Shelemiah, the son of Hananiah. So this guy Irjah, earlier, many years before, or months before at least, Jeremiah had prophesied about Urge's grandfather's death. Let me take you back there. Jeremiah 28, verses 15 through 17. And says, "And Jeremiah the prophet said to the prophet Hananiah, 'Listen, Hananiah, the Lord has not sent you, and you have made this people trust in a lie. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I will remove you from the face of the earth. This year you shall die, because you have uttered rebellion against the Lord.' In that same year, in the seventh month, the prophet Hananiah died." Now we see here that Hananiah's son was Shelemiah, and Shelemiah's son was Irjah. And Urjah's the one that grabs Jeremiah and says, you're escaping. You're deserting to the help, go live with the Babylonians, the Chaldeans. And Jeremiah says, it's not true. It's a lie. He goes, oh, I don't believe you. And he had him put in prison and he had him beaten. Well, he'd been accused falsely. Well, you know what? Even Jesus faced false accusations. And some of you right now are probably dealing with something and you didn't do it, but you've been accused falsely. You need to trust the Lord. Will you stay faithful? Will you try to, as we looked at yesterday in our challenge, will you try to fix your situation in your own strength? Or you wait and will you wait and rely on the Lord's provision to take care of you? God has a reason and a purpose for everything he does. And sometimes he even allows the false accusations for his purposes. So folks, what I feel like God wanted me to do as I was kind of praying over how to put together this challenge for today is he wants me to spend some time in this last little bit of our challenge, mainly praying for those people that are right now dealing with false accusations and are under attack of the enemy in some way or another, that they would remain faithful. So would you pray with me as we all kind of seek the Lord on their behalf? Lord, you know what's going on today in the lives of those who are here in this challenge. Lord, as you know, I record these challenges sometimes weeks in advance, but you know the day and the hour that they're going to be recorded, not just recorded, but also be played and aired. You know who's tuned into the website possibly or listening on the radio station right now. And Lord, you've got them listening at this moment for this time so that we could be praying for them and that they would be encouraged today to know that you know their situation. You know that they've been falsely accused. You know that what is going on is unfair in man's eyes, but you have a purpose and a plan. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you were faithful to the Father when you were falsely accused, when you were put on trial, and when you were condemned. We thank God that you were faithful because you stayed the course, the Father's plan for allowing you to be untruly judged, to be unfairly treated. And through your death and your resurrection, we have now salvation and righteousness. And so, Lord, in the same way in which we saw and see that you will take these things and use them for good, Father, as we saw Joseph experience many similar things, but you used them for your glory, we ask that these individuals will stay faithful to you and that you will bring them out on the other side for your glory and for your purposes, whether in this life or in the life to come. Father, may we not be people who live for this world, but live for the world to come, and that we'll be richly rewarded for faithfulness in these days. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Folks, I thank you for listening to today's challenge. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.